Opera Dog 150 opens up a week from tomorrow. Holy cow, that's scary. There are activities planned for Calumet on Saturday. We've always had this little hole in the race. The race starts in downtown Calumet on Friday night. Thousands of people turn out. It's a wonderful time. And then the racers go up through Eagle Harbor, and they go then to Copper Harbor, and they come back into the Calumet downtown on Sunday afternoon. Well, you got this wonderful stack of snow in the middle of downtown Calumet, and you have merchants who are there and open and ready to do business. Well, what do you do with the big stack of snow? We tried a fat tire bicycle race a couple of years ago, and that didn't really work out all that well, and some things happened. They added some of that into the chase the following weekend, so we decided not to pursue that. So we got a new plan this year. Heather Mikula is here, and Melissa Goulette is here. What do you have planned, Heather, for Saturday downtown in Calumet?
Well, this year, for 2014, we are holding our first ever doghouse race. That will be 8-person teams with one person either on or riding inside the structure being pulled down the snow road of Fifth Street.
Now, describe what kind of thing you have to qualify as a doghouse.
It could be anything and everything is welcome as long as it's a safe structure being pulled by people. And
You don't have to go to the lumber yard and buy 150 board feet of lumber and put it all together and have a picture of Snoopy on the top. You could do this out of a box or something like that?
Yes, cardboard would probably be the easiest and most readily available thing that you could use.
Okay, and you could put it on some kind of a slippery surface, a sled-type surface or a disc or something like that?
Toboggan, skis, old pair of skis that you might have laying around.
Snowboard.
Okay.
Snowboard, anything that would have a slippery surface that you could pull down.
So it's basically that this is kind of loose at this point in terms of the construction rules.
Yes, it's very open, so use your own creativity. We are definitely going for like fan favorite who could have the most, you know, unique name and decorations on it.
So have some fun with it, is what you're saying.
It's
not a serious competition.
No.
We're not going for Olympic status in the games coming up 4 years from now?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think we're going to get there?
No.
Okay, so how does somebody get involved in this? Do you have to sign up in advance?
You don't have to sign up in advance. The information is on the website at CopperDog150. We have my email address and phone number is listed there if you have any questions, if you want communication. And basically anything on the website, there's rules and the guidelines, just the general guidelines are on the website.
Okay, so go to the website, copperdog150.com. Plenty of time to put something together here because, like I said, it doesn't have to be a major construction project or anything like that.
No.
And it's going to be lots of fun. Are there prizes?
Yes. Today we are announcing there are $500 worth of prizes.
Whoa!
Yes. So that's a very good incentive for people to get out there and start building and come on out on Saturday.
If I wasn't already occupied for the weekend, I might build you one myself. And the teams are, like you said, up to 8 people?
Yes.
And one person has to ride?
Yes.
And the rest of them all have to pull. They are like human sled dogs.
Correct.
Okay. Melissa, tell me about some of the other things that are going to be happening downtown in Calumet. I know the business community, they're always open. They often have some specials together for the Copper Dog weekend.
We try to encourage the local businesses to have specials that'll bring people into their businesses, but basically we're trying to bring people into Calumet so that Snow Road doesn't sit there empty, blocking access to the merchants.
Yeah, and it really kind of comes from two things. First of all, the village crews have gone to a ton of work to bring all that snow back into town that they had trucked out of town earlier to set up this big snow road right down Fifth
Street. Snow they had to save somewhere because it has to be clean snow. It can't be just picked up anywhere and put down again. Salt-free, gravel-free. Has to be healthy for the dogs.
Well, that's true.
Dogs.
I hadn't thought
clean
about that.
Snow.
But yeah, the dogs, you know, particularly their feet, they can't be running over a lot of salt and gravel and such
They have booties that they wear.
Well, sometimes they do wear
them. And they probably will this year because it's going to be cold. But
yeah,
it still has to be clean snow.
Yeah, so I hadn't thought about that. They have to store it in a special sanitary snow place.
Somewhere. I'm not sure where that was this year, but yes.
Yeah, and the downside of it is, unfortunately, that it does block the street off in terms of shoppers who would come in and shop with those local businesses. And there's a, you know, 2-3 days there that those businesses could suffer if we don't get some people in to do business with them. And we don't want that.
Well, that's one of the reasons this is being put on and tried by the Copper Dog organization to try to get people into town on Saturday. They're turning up more on Sunday now. They found that it's fun to come back and watch the race come in. So we want them there on Saturday too. And on past the first two blocks will be taken up with the dog sled race. And kids, are you having snowshoe races this year, Heather?
Immediately just, following the dog
okay,
house
kids
races.
Snowshoe races. Okay. There will be one of the mushers that will be there. She's in the short race, so she has time to come back okay. on Saturday and be there so the kids can pet dogs, they can talk to her, they can find out anything they want to know about mushing. So that's good. And then on the next block down, the 300 block, they're going to have fat tire demonstrations.
Ah, that's the bicycle racing we talked yes, about that we did yes, last year yes. with these big like 3-inch, 4-inch tires.
Right, and right. Cross-country sports will have
that
bikes
just
out
looked
there.
Like a whole lot of work.
We're working to get it all the way down the street, and we'll see what we can do in succeeding years.
Yeah, we are also having the horse-drawn wagon rides by Lazy K Ranch, and that's sponsored by the Downtown Development Authority of Calumet.
Okay.
So that's something that brings people out, too. You can take a ride around town, maybe a look at a couple of historical sites.
And what time do the races start?
Open registration be at 11 a.m. and races start at 11:30.
Where do you sign up? Where's registration?
There will be a table in the Kissel lot.
Okay.
Right on the top of
Fister. Okay, so sign up at 11 o'clock and then they'll get things started. And then you said the kids' snowshoe race is starting right after that?
Yes.
Do the kids need to bring their own snowshoes?
Nope, those will be provided by BHK.
Oh, wonderful.
Borrow those.
Wonderful. That is great. And details about all of this up on the website, copperdog150.com, one of many things and one of many ways that you can have fun at the Copper Dog 150 while the racers are out on the course. It's just going to be a great weekend. Maybe a little cold, but that's okay.
We're used to that.
We are youpers. We are hardy youpers. We scoff at the cold.
We can do it.
he says, enjoying the 28-degree sunny morning here.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Heather, if people have questions about the races or the other activities that you have scheduled for Saturday morning, you said that your email address is up on the website?
Yes.
So you can get in touch with Heather Mikula and Melissa Goulette. Thank you, too.
You're welcome.
For coming in this morning and looking forward to seeing you next weekend.
Definitely.
That's scary, isn't it? Next weekend at the Copper Dog 150.